Good to be in the house of the Lord today. I'm glad that I know the Lord. I'm glad that He knows me. And if He didn't know me, I wouldn't know Him anyway. But I'm glad to be in His house. I'm thankful that He made a way for me to be healthy and strong enough to come out to the house of the Lord. As the old song says, without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I'd be lost. But I'm glad with Jesus. Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Greater is He that's in thee than he that's in the world. So I'm glad when I got saved, I got something greater. I don't, you know, if you got something and it's less than what you were, then it ain't going to help you any. But I'm glad I got something that's greater, and I'm thankful for that today. I had a request to do a song. I'll try to do that song for you. I haven't done it in a while, even. Chester, that's why I got my phone out. I Googled up the lyrics so I could remember one line in it. But I hope you don't mind that. But I just will try to do my best. I'm glad when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. Ain't you? He was looking all the way down through the time. Those that were behind Him, those that were there, those that were ahead. And thank God I was in there. Thank God I was in there. I am not on an ego trip. Oh, I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. He knew me. Yet He shine. So unworthy of such mercy, yet when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. A look of love was on His face. Thorns were on His head. The blood fell on that purple robe and stained it crimson red. Though His eyes were on the crowd that day, He looked ahead in time, and when He was on the cross, oh, I was on His mind. He knew me. Yeah. I was so unworthy of such mercy, yet when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad He was thinking about me and you today? He's thinking about you here this morning if you don't know Him. He's thinking about those that are not here that could be in the house of the Lord. I'm glad the Lord that I serve is able to speak to them, even though they're not in the house of God. Many people have been saved outside of the church house, but they got saved by the Word. They got begotten by the Word. They got saved by the blood. Somewhere along the line, Jesus let them know that he was the Savior of the world and that the blood could set them free, that the blood could stain the sin that stained their heart, the blood could make it white as snow. And so I'm thankful of that today. Glad though that I was in the house of the Lord. Glad though that he did call. And glad that I answered.
Amen.
And so I've never been the same since the day that the Lord come and he saved my soul and made me a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven. Flesh and blood will never enter therein. But I'm glad those that have been saved by the blood will get a brand new body that will be worthy of walking into heaven's gates. This body here would, it would taint heaven, so it can't go. Jesus is without sin, spotless Lamb of God. He made everything he made was spotless and clean. And listen, my friend, I'm glad that when I get there, I'll have to be spotless and clean to get there. So I'm glad the blood washes away all of our impurities and all of our sin. It's like they take, you know, and they put the pottery into the fire, you know, and they get rid of all the slag and all the dross. And when it comes out, it's something beautiful. And I may not be beautiful physically, but all down in my heart, there's something beautiful today. The love of my Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm glad to be in this house today. You pray as we look into God's Word, the 19th chapter of the book of Luke, very familiar scripture. And I hope that God will just allow me to preach it I'll preach it how he will allow me to preach it, the words that he may give, the meaning that may come from it. I don't know if anybody's here lost or not today, but I want you to know that Jesus can save you, will save you, if you will let him save you, if he calls on you. And if we're here and we're saved, maybe this will give us a little reminder, a little encouragement, and remember what the Lord had done for us. And so you pray for us just for a minute. So maybe we'll just read just a few verses. I don't know, but I do want your prayers today. Glad to be back at Riverside. It said, "And Jesus," that's good right there, ain't it? "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press. Because he was little of stature. And he ran before and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house." And that's all I'll read. We'll get to the rest of it. I'm glad to, for this beautiful scripture. And if we look at today, Zacchaeus... Now, I even looked up the name of Zacchaeus, and when you first read the name, you probably won't understand, but it says pure and innocent was the name of Zacchaeus. But as we look into here, he came into Jericho, and Jericho was a place where the Lord had, remember old blind Bartimaeus and the other blind man? The Lord had done a great miracle in their lives and allowed them to see. And you go back in the old times, and I don't know if this was just like three different cities of Jericho, but it may have been the same one. But you know, back in the old time, the walls came tumbling down. And you know, so we know the Lord has visited Jericho before. And thank God, he came one more time. Now, would he come again? No one knew. But Zacchaeus had an opportunity. And Jesus came in to Jericho. And Zacchaeus had an opportunity to see this man that everybody was talking about. Jesus was causing a stir. Jesus was causing people to take notice. And Jesus was causing, listen, the old timers that were still under the law, he was causing them grief because they wanted to hang on to that law. They wanted to hang on to that power. They wanted to hang on to that tradition. And listen, that's what caused, listen, me trouble was because when the Lord came along, I wanted to hang on to what I had. I wanted to hang on to who I was, trying to feel like maybe I was already good enough. I was a deacon's kid. I'd been in church all my life. Why do I need this man called Jesus? Why do I need to be saved? I've heard it all before. And listen, my friend, I thought I knew the way, thought I knew what it was like. And no doubt, no doubt many of that city did. But Zacchaeus, he was a man. Let me set a little background, I guess, for this. Zacchaeus, however you want to say his name. I guess it depends if you're from Ohio or Kentucky. He was a man, chief publican. He was a tax collector. He wasn't a very popular man. Not only that, but he was working for the Roman government. And that made him not a very popular man. The Romans were a ruthless people. They were ruthless. They were just out for them. They didn't care anything about the Jews, only what they could get out of them. And you know, that's the way Satan is, ain't he? He don't care anything about you. Just what he could get out of you. Just what he could make you, just make you stay where you're at. Just so he could defy Jesus and defy God. But listen, my friend, Zacchaeus, though he was hated by the people, they didn't like him. They didn't want him around. So he had some things against him, didn't he? They didn't like him because he took a lot of their money, took probably more than he should have took. And probably the Romans probably allowed him to keep some of that money. And not only that, but he was, I believe, the superintendent of customs. And their great export was balsam, and it was worth a lot of money. And I think he got some money out of that. He was a rich man. Now, some of it was ill-gotten gain, no doubt. But listen, my friend, Zacchaeus heard about Jesus. And though the Romans were his employer, and though he was a rich man, and though maybe he was a cheat, my friend, there was something about that man called Jesus that made him want to come and see what the attraction was all about. But he wasn't the only one there. The Bible says there was a press or a crowd that was there. A lot of people turned out to see Jesus, to the dismay of the chief priest. I wanted to hang on to the law. They didn't like the idea that Jesus was getting all this attention. But fooey on them. Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus come. Now you pray. Zacchaeus come. And he wanted to see him, but he was a small man. He was too small to see over the people, you know. There was Zacchaeus in the midst of all these people. This man they didn't like. They weren't going to give him any room. They're probably like, what are you doing here anyway? There might have been Satan might have put thoughts in your mind and in your heart. What are you even doing in church today? What are you even doing among this people? They don't love you. This is what Satan will say now. They don't care about you. They don't love you. They'll judge you. They'll say this. They'll do that. They don't want you here. That's what Satan will make you feel. Because he's a liar and the father of it. He's a deceiver. He's going about seeking whom he may destroy. As a roaring lion, I believe the Bible says. But Zacchaeus, he came anyway. They didn't want him there. He was unloved by the people, but he was going to find out that there was something more than the love of man. And so Zacchaeus, it says in the third verse, he said that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Don't you remember that day when you sought to see Jesus? He wanted to see this man. And not only that, but he wanted to see who he was. Let me ask you something today. Who is Jesus to you? Do you still see Jesus as who he was and who he is? Do you still see Jesus the way you did when he saved you? Are you still in the frame of mind, I want to see Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. Do you still want to know what he's all about and what he can do? Zacchaeus was a sinner man at the time, but he wanted to see Jesus and see who he was. I'm glad one day, on Mother's Day 1971, in the back of old New Haven Church, on the very back pew, well, actually behind the pew, in the little gray folded chair. They probably used to be an old Hebrew school, and I believe it was probably one of the chairs that they used to use. There was old gum underneath it and everything else. It wasn't much, but it wasn't the chair. It wasn't the house. It was the Word of God that was being preached. It was the Word of God that was
that was penetrating my heart, trying to get through my defenses, trying to get past the crowd that I had. I think about it for a moment. Oh, listen, sometimes there was a crowd in my way. Now, Zach, you say, what was the crowd? Listen, it wasn't the people. There was aisles there. I could get out into the aisle, but the crowd was my unbelief. The crowd, my friend, let's look at Zacchaeus' crowd. Yes, there was a lot of people in front of him. I'm no doubt standing up there a minute, buddy. He was probably more down like this, trying to find a way to look. Oh, let you sit down now. And it was trying to find a way to look. Oh, but listen, my friend, the biggest crowd that he had was his old self. The biggest crowd that he had was that he was probably a cheat, that he was a tax collector, that the people didn't love him. The biggest crowd he had was that he loved the riches. He loved them. That was part of the crowd. Maybe it was that he was the small guy, and he felt bad maybe about being small. I don't know. But he had not only a crowd of people, but he had a crowd that was hindering him. The people were hindering him from seeing Jesus. But the other crowd, the crowd around his heart, that was keeping him from really seeing Jesus. Oh, but he wanted to see. Listen, as we go just a little further, I'm trying to get along so I don't keep you here all day. Except, and he could not for the press, for he was little of stature. All of tell you, sometimes Satan to make you feel little, won't he? Satan to make you feel so small. Oh, but I'm glad that Jesus is greater than he is. And he said, and he ran before and climbed up the sycamore tree for to see him, for he was to pass that way. Now, this was not the sycamore tree like we know. This was, they say, that was more of a mulberry type tree, and it kind of grew up, but it spread out. So it wasn't like he was like 30 feet up in the tree, but he got high enough on those limbs that he could see Jesus. He ran before so he could see Jesus. Let me say something today. Whatever your crowd is, whatever is hindering you from seeing Jesus, you need to get past it. You need to get around it. You need to get past it so that you can see the man called Jesus, so that you can feel the man called Jesus, so that you can know the love of Jesus and all of the spirit that he has, that he lets you feel, and let him know that your sins are underneath the blood and that heaven is your home. Oh, listen. And so he got past that and he ran to the tree. Oh, let me tell you, he wanted to see Jesus. He didn't let the crowd bother him. He didn't let the hindrance bother him. So he said, I'll run ahead. I know which way he's going. And I'll go ahead and I'll climb up in the limbs. And he climbed up the limbs. And the Bible says that Jesus was passing by that way. He had a desire to see Jesus. Oh, Lord. I remember. Listen, my friend. When I desired to see Jesus. And I come down the aisle. And there he was. Right where it was supposed to be. And here was Jesus. Right where he was supposed to be. But I'll say this. I believe Zacchaeus was right where he was supposed to be. And I want you to know something. I believe Jesus knew where he was. I believe he knew where he was going to be. You say, I don't believe. I say, God is God. He can do all things. Jesus is the Word of God. He knows all things. Now listen. Listen, he said, and when Jesus came to the place where Zacchaeus was, up in that little sycamore tree. And you know what? I bet there was people like, look at Zacchaeus. Boy, he's making a fool out of himself. What's he doing up in that tree? What's he doing up on them limbs? Grown man like that, what's he doing climbing a tree? Oh, I want to tell you something today. That grown man, he had a need, and I believe he found somebody that could fill that need. And he wasn't caring what they were thinking. They didn't like him anyway. And I think he started to realize, you know what, everybody else here hates me, but I feel something different from this man. There's something else coming from this man. And I got to see more. I got to get to him somehow. And he got up into that tree. Don't worry about what people are going to say. Don't worry about what people to think about you. Your need is to know that Jesus is your Savior. You need to know that when the time comes, and listen, the Bible says, my friend, that we need to know and our election calling is sure with the Lord. So make sure that your election with and calling of God is sure. Make sure your salvation is sure. And so, my friend, when he climbed up the tree, and wasn't worried about what they were thinking of anything else, I said that Jesus looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He didn't say, well, if I can't come today, I'll come tomorrow or I'll come next week. He said, Zacchaeus, you come now. You come down now. I must abide today. It might have been the only time that Zacchaeus was going to have the opportunity. And he said, make haste. In other words, come quickly. Don't fool around. I'm not standing on this road all day. I got places to go, things to do. But I am giving you an opportunity. Amen. To see, to know me. Yeah. Aren't you glad Jesus gave you an opportunity? Yeah. Yeah. To know him. Amen. And see. Oh, you might say he went out on a limb to see Jesus. Yeah. He made sure. I can see Jesus. I can know Jesus. I want to know. And I think the more he was there, the more he wanted to see him. The more he was there, look, the longer I sat back in that little folding chair, the more I fought with Satan. That's who I was fighting with. I was fighting with the old flesh. I was fighting with Satan. The more I fought with him, go, you know. That's about how it was. It's like that little angel on one side telling you, the good, you know, little angel, go. And then you got a little devil over here, no, you don't want to go and listen to that angel, you know. Oh, but I'm going to tell you something. He said, today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. That's right. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, I'm going to tell you something, friend. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Make haste. And come down. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait for another time. You come down now. But I like the next verse. And he said, and he made haste. He made haste. And he came down and he received him how? He received him joyfully. Oh, now, I'm a hated man. They don't like me. Nobody wants to be around me. But he said, come. He said, come. I must abide at thy house today. Oh, listen. When you, back in that time, when you allowed someone to come over and eat dinner with you, that was a sign of acceptance. That was a sign of a mutual acceptance. Now, for a man that's been rejected all this time, now a man come along and said, hey, I want to come and abide at thy house. I accept you for who you are. But what he wanted to know was, will you accept me for who I am? Jesus will accept that you're a sinner. He'll accept if you're an alcoholic, if you're a drug addict, if you're a liar, a adulterer. He'll accept that. But what he won't accept is that you don't believe in him, is that you turn away. What he did at Calvary, how the blood was shed, how he suffered so much. What he won't accept is that you don't believe on him. Make haste and come down. Make haste and come while you can. Today is the day. He'll never say tomorrow is the day. Today is the day. Now is the accepted time. Amen? Amen. Get ready. I'm not going to preach much longer. He said, and he received him joyfully. Not only did he receive him with joy, listen, because somebody had finally wanted to be with him. Somebody actually wanted to spend some time with him. Oh, but he received him, I believe, in his heart. Because listen what he said. Well, let me say this. Look at verse 7. He said, but listen, now here's the crowd. And sometimes he ain't careful, it'll be church people. He said, and when they saw it, they murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Oh, they'd said that before, didn't they? They said at other times, oh, he's eating with publicans and sinners. You know why? Because they wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. Jesus didn't come. He said, the whole need not a physician. Oh, but he said, I've come to those that are sick. I've come. Oh, listen, my friend, I'll go get a physical once a year. That's the only time I go. Maybe when I'm well. But most other times I go, something's bothering me, something I need from the doctor. Jesus is saying, there's no reason for you to come if you're already made whole. But if you're lost in sin, you need to come. That's who I've come after. I didn't come down here for the righteous. I came that the sinners might be saved. Oh, listen, what he said. Listen over in the third chapter of John, if you want to go over there. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, what? Might be saved. Now, that's what it's all about. Now listen today. I'm sorry, I'm still got a minute to go. But then, listen what it said. They were murmuring, they were talking about it. But Zacchaeus didn't care. Jesus didn't care. Because look at verse 8. He said, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord. He called him Lord. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor. Oh, this is the same man that had been cheating them. This is the same man has been taking the money. Now he said, well, half of what I've got, I'm going to give it to the poor now. I'm going to give back. I'm going to show them there's been a change made in my life. You know what? When you get saved, people need to see the change in your life. And if you really get saved, they will be able to see a change in your life. And then he said, for if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. Go back to the book of Leviticus and different places. You'll find out, they said, if anybody gets anything by false accusation, by falsely, it says, I'm not only give them back what they had, but give them one-fifth more. And then it says, if they take any of your sheep, he said, or anything like of your livestock, he said, not only will you give them back that sheep, but you'll give them fourfold. You'll give them four other sheep. So Zacchaeus probably knew what the old Bible said. And he said, not only will I give half of what I have, he said, but if I have taken anything, I'll give them back four more than what they've had. I'm glad when Jesus saved me, he gave me a heart of love. He gave me a heart to want to do right. He gave me righteousness that I didn't deserve, that my righteousness was filthy rags. But Jesus gave me real righteousness. He gave me salvation. How many know what I'm talking about today? Sarah, maybe play real soft for a moment. I want everybody to stand for a minute. I'm getting ready to stop. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there is somebody here unsaved, that this would be your day? This could be your Zacchaeus day. This could be your day you got up in that tree. Jesus said, make haste and come down. After he said these things, listen what Jesus said. This day, remember he said, make haste and come down. But today I must abide at thy house. He said, this day is salvation come to this house. Zacchaeus' house, his body. But I believe he was saying, this will affect your whole household. I believe when we get saved, it will affect our whole household, our whole family. This day salvation has come to this house. For as much as he is also a son of Abraham. In other words, he came by faith. He had the faith that Abraham. In the 10th verse, he said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I want to ask you as a Christian first, let me ask you this. Think back on a day. Do you remember the day that Jesus was seeking you? Think on it for a moment. Even if you got to close your eyes and concentrate, think on it for a moment. Try to remember that day when he was seeking you. Remember the battle that was going on? See, we don't have a warfare with men. Our warfare is with principalities and powers of the air. And them principalities and powers were trying to get us to hang on to the flesh, hang on to be lost. You'll get saved later. Wait till you grow up, y'all. You throw every excuse you can. Try to remember that day. He said, I came to seek you. Not only seek you, I can seek you, but I can save you. I'm glad I got a Savior. That's why they call him Savior. Because he can save you from hell. I know people don't like to preach on hell anymore, but he'll save you from hell. If you don't know Jesus, you're in your right mind. He's made the call to you. You rejected him. You die lost. You go to hell. Not popular anymore. That's true. How many knows that's true? At least some of you raised your hand. That's true. It's a sad truth. It's the truth that I hate that people have to hear, but I'm glad I heard it. Like I said, I didn't want to go to hell. And then after I got saved, I realized just how sweet it was to know Jesus. And I started getting all the benefits. How many's glad for the benefits of being a child of God? Benefits I didn't have. Benefits that riches couldn't give me. Benefits that being a tax collector couldn't give me. Benefits that being president couldn't give me. Benefits that only come from the Lord. God knows how to give good gifts to his children. Amen. Zacchaeus got the greatest gift of all. Jesus said, this day, salvation has come. Oh, I remember that day. Salvation has come. We need to go back into that verse when he said, and he sought to see Jesus and who he was. He found out, didn't he? He found out. But if you're here and you're a Christian, I want you to think about it. Remember who he is. Remember why you're even here. And are we still getting up in the branches to see Jesus? Are we still getting past our hindrances to see Jesus? Is there a crowd in your way today from serving the Lord? And if you're here and you're lost, don't let that crowd get in your way. Let me mention one more thing, and I'm going to have you sing. There was a woman one day, y'all know this, that had the issue of blood for 12 years, I believe it was, for 12. And Jesus, once again, came by. She knew I had to see him. He may not pass my way anymore. I've been to doctor after doctor after doctor, and I'm still sick. But I just thought, for a minute, I thought, if all you all got out in this one aisle, and I was trying to get through, it would be hard. But if I knew the one that could help me was at the end of that crowd, and he was maybe getting ready to go the other way, I'm sorry, but I have to be like, excuse me. Excuse me, whatever. If I had to crawl under your legs to get to her. I'm going to tell you today, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, if you had to crawl, you need to get to him. Because it might be that today salvation is wanting to come to your house. He's wanting to abide with you. That woman pressed through the crowd. And when she got to him, she got to the hem of his garment. She was able to touch his garment. And then the Bible says virtue came out of him. He felt the glory go out of him. And he asked the question not because he needed to know, but so that she would answer. He said, who touched me? And his own people's like, well, Lord, there's people all over the place. What do you mean, who touched me? He said, no, I ain't talking about just who touched me. I mean, who touched me? I felt the glory go out of me. And the woman said, it was I. You know, the Lord healed her that day because of her faith. Because she got past the crowd and got to Jesus. Two things I want to say. If you're here and you're a Christian, you need to get past the crowd to get where you need to be with Jesus. You might need a spiritual healing. You might need a physical healing. You might need a family matter healing. I don't know, finance healing. You just might need to get that salvation stirred up again in your soul. You might have to have a hurt that only Jesus can take away. Today. Today. To get past that. To run before. Get up on that limb and go to Jesus. If you're here and you're lost, oh, please, 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 come today. Come today. Get past whatever issue is keeping you from coming. Whatever you think is holding you back. Even if it seems like, listen, my friend, Satan will put things in the way and make you feel like it's the greatest joy.
the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. He'll put those things in your way. When it comes down to the end, Mike, the only thing that's going to matter is, do you know Jesus? As they sing, as would you come? Sing. Today, salvation's coming. Is Jesus passing by you now? Let me ask you this. Do you know that you know that you know? They sung that song earlier. I know my name is in the book of life. Do you know that? Is that a positive? I'm telling you, the most important thing you need to know right now is to know you're saved by grace. He said, seek the kingdom of heaven first, and I'll add all the other things into you. It doesn't mean you can't go out and get a great job and be a great worker. It doesn't mean you can't go out and chase some of your dreams, as long as they don't go against the Word of God. As long as you keep putting God first. You could still be rich and serve God. The Bible doesn't say being rich is a sin. It's the love of money. You can be as rich as you want. Zacchaeus was still rich after the Lord saved him. He was willing to give a lot away, though. Oh, he said, I'd rather have what I have right now. I don't even need all this money. I'll give half of it away. I got what I needed right now in Jesus. He got what he needed. Do you have what you need? Do you have what you need? As they, just give me 1 second, brother. Maybe play real soft. I don't always do this, but I want you to just bow your head and close your eyes. Play just for a second. Just going to ask real quickly. Real quickly. If you're here and you don't know the Lord, you don't know for sure that you're saved under the blood, but you want to be. You want to be like Zacchaeus, and you want to get past the crowd, and you want salvation to come to your house. Not going to tell anybody about you, not going to come to you. I just want you, if you just raise a hand and say, please remember me so that I know Jesus, that I can go to heaven one day. Is there one? Don't be ashamed. He said, if you'd be ashamed of me before this adulterous generation, I'll be ashamed of you when I go before my heavenly Father. It's a step. Is there one? I wonder if there's a Christian in the house. You need to get past a crowd. You need to get past whatever's hindering you right now. From serving the Lord like you want to, from feeling the Lord like you want to. I don't care if you've been saved 40 years. There's not a difference. Being away from God's the same if you've been saved for 2 weeks or you've been saved for 40 years. Feeling God's the same if you're a young Christian or you've been a Christian a long time. Serving God's the same as a young Christian as you are an older Christian. I wonder if there's anybody here. No one else looking. But just raise their hands and please remember me. Please, I can get past the crowd. All right, sing one of us that hand. Any other hand? Raise your head, sing one more verse. Just obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. I'm nothing. You're not rejecting me. You're rejecting Christ. That's what he told them one time. He says, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. I'm going to leave and go home, and I feel like I've preached what God wants me to preach. But you'll have to live whatever decision you make or don't make today. You're making a decision. Even if you say no, you're making a decision.
Certainly want to thank God for his presence here today. Thank God for the message that he poured through Brother Rick. Thankful that there was one day that I was willing to search for him as well. He had already searched for me, Brother Rick, and he had already found me, and I was found wanting. But it was the day that I took it unto myself to search for him as well when he was found with me. If Zacchaeus never got